Good morning, Boker Tov. We actually just received some very good news. Baruch Hashem, they just announced that 13 of the first 50 hostages were released. And Baruch Hashem, we should say, Hodu LaHashem Ki Tov, and Bezal Hashem, we pray that all of the hostages should be released. Bezal Hashem, we pray and hope that as we approach Chanukah, Bezal Hashem, when we see the light and the miracle, Bezal Hashem, we should see more and more miracles for all of Am Yisrael, and we should be able to finish this war very, very quickly. On that note, Bezal Hashem, 2 weeks from last night, we're starting the holiday of Chanukah. So we started going over some of the halachot, discussing the berachot, discussing the order of how you light the candles. Today I want to discuss where is the best location to put your Chanukah candles, your Chanukiah. So it obviously, you have to go back to the times of the Gemara, thousands of years ago. In those times, what they used to do is they used to place their Chanukiah outside their home, on the left side of the entrance walking into the house. And still today, there are many people who still do this, and this is the ideal place for a person to place their Chanukiah. And the reason is so that it publicizes the miracle in the most proper way. In this way, when anyone who walks by a street, you'll see so much beautiful light coming from these Chanukiahs, and it will publicize the miracle of Chanukah. Now, obviously today, there are some people that say there's a danger if they would leave it outside, or the candles would blow out, so on and so forth. So many people have the custom not to light outside, they light in their homes, which is good as well. So inside your home, where is the best place to light? The answer is that the best place to light would be by a window where it is safe, and of course, showing into the public, where they'd be able to, if, let's say someone is passing by, they'd be able to see it. That would be the best place to light your Chanukah candles in order for it to publicize the miracle in the best place. That's in one's home. But what about in the Kanisa? We know, of course, we light the Chanukah candles in the Kanisa as well. Between Mincha and Arvid, we light the Chanukah candles. Why do we do that? We do that as well in order to publicize the miracle. After sunset, after Mincha, you would light the Chanukiah. Where do you do that? So most people know we always light it right over here, on the right side of the Bima. Why do we do that? This is the south part of the Bima, which is really the south part of the Heichal, south to the Heichal, because in the Beit HaMikdash, in the temple, when they used to light the menorah was lit on the south part, south of the Heichal. So therefore, to commemorate that, we do that as well over here. If you're able to light it on the south of the Heichal, how much more so, that's better. But here as well is also good. You light it on the south side of the Heichal, commemorating what they used to do in the Beit HaMikdash. And Bezal Hashem, with the lighting of our candles, we should see Hashem's Nisim and Niflaot, His miracles pour onto all of Am Yisrael. Have a great day. Shabbat Shalom.